Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
A further 2-week extension. That's the front of the Irish Independent this morning. This is the story I'm sure you are talking about in your homes every single day, because it's what everybody wants to know. When will the current COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, when will they end? Well, the Irish Independent tells us this morning that it won't be for another 2 weeks yet. This is the national lockdown will be extended for another 2 weeks for the very vast majority of people when the current quarantine period ends. Because the paper's reporting this morning that the government is going to announce this extension on Friday, and they'll also outline a roadmap for lifting social distancing measures then over the coming months. Now, the only easing of the working restrictions that's been considered is for those who work outdoors, so your construction workers and gardeners. Then, for instance, on the over 70s who've currently been asked to cocoon, they will be told that they can exercise once a day as long as they follow the social distancing regulations. And the big thing that you're going to be hearing about later on this morning is this meeting of the National Public Health Emergency Team. They're meeting later on today, and they're doing so to consider whether the non-essential travel ban could be extended beyond 2 kilometres. Now, also quoted in the front of the Irish Independent too this morning is the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald. She's urging the Taoiseach to introduce strict new rules to protect workers when businesses do reopen. And also the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Houlihan, he said his team has to consider how the virus is spreading before it can recommend any lifting of the restrictions. And he spoke, of course, as it emerged that a further 18 people died. This was yesterday. And experts again raising concern that hidden cases are not being picked up as the testing system isn't detecting infected people who don't display symptoms. There's more on that story front page and inside the Irish Independent too this morning, but we want to get your view on this today. 2 more weeks of the current restrictions, some easing though for the outdoor workers, the construction workers and the gardeners. If you're over 70, you're going to be able to exercise once a day as long as you can do so in social distancing. We want to hear your view on this morning. Are you happy with it? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. But the Irish Times leads this morning with COVID-19 cases soar in border areas. This is a sharp rise in the incidence of COVID-19 in counties near the border. Is unlikely to be due to a spillover of infection from Northern Ireland. And that's according to Tony Houlihan, the Chief Medical Officer here. But the Northern Ireland Public Health Doctor, Dr. Gabriel Scally, this is who Kieran was just talking about there a few moments ago, yesterday he called for an urgent investigation of what he described as these kind of virus hotspots in the border counties, and said that a spillover of cases was the most likely explanation for the trend. Now, the incidence of the COVID-19 has shot up by 820%. In northeastern counties bordering the north area, for instance, in the past 3 weeks. Cavan has passed out Dublin as the county with the most cases relative to population, according to the Irish Times. And Dr. Gabriel Scally said that while no conclusions should be drawn from the raw trend, it needed, though, to be investigated as a matter of urgency. But as I mentioned at the outset of that story, our own Chief Medical Officer here in the Republic, Dr. Tony Houlihan, insisted that the experience of the disease across the island was similar in broad terms, and he didn't believe there was there'd been any spillover from the north into the Republic. But he was also asked yesterday if he was comfortable that due to this legal loophole that no travel restrictions could be applied to Northerners, people from Northern Ireland travelling to holiday homes here in the Republic this coming weekend. And Dr. Tony Houlihan said he wanted the measures to restrict the virus operating consistently across the country and across the island. And that's something that we're going to be turning our attention to here on the programme in around 10 minutes' time. Just on the coronavirus, the Irish Examiner has a story too this morning about the difficulty in accessing mortgage breaks. This is the paper's business editor, Eamon Quinn, writing this morning that mortgage borrowers who, for instance, might have been previously in arrears but they're now up to date with their monthly payments, they've had difficulties in automatically assessing and accessing the 3-month mortgage payment break. And this is according to a leading broker, Michael Dowling, who's a personal insolvency practitioner and debt advisor. And he said that his experience in recent weeks, for instance, is that mortgage customers in arrears were being asked to fill in long and detailed financial assessments. And he said the expectations were the 3-month payment deferral would be available automatically for people whose income had collapsed during this crisis when the scheme was launched by the five main banks last month. But under the scheme, there is no writing off of the capital or interest payments, and the deferred payments are consolidated into the overall mortgage. If you're in that position, if you've had difficulty accessing the mortgage break, do get in touch with us this morning. You can also do so as well. You can text us or you can get us on Twitter at BreakfastNT. The Irish Examiner also has an interesting story I think you'll be hearing more about too today. This is some TDs have called for extended powers for the Health and Safety Authority, the HSA, because they want them to be able to ensure that social distancing is being observed in workplaces. So currently no state agency has the authority to carry out inspections in the workplace to ensure that appropriate distancing measures are in place to protect against the spread of COVID-19. And there's now calls for the HSA to have the power to enforce social distancing. Also, the Irish Times has an interesting story this morning. The public is being urged not to water your garden. Inside the Irish Times this morning, Irish Water is asking the public not to do things like water your garden or to wash your car or your patio or your driveway in an effort to try and conserve the supplies of essential purposes for essential purposes during the pandemic. And leak detection staff and meter readers who've been stood down due to the COVID-19 restrictions have now been recalled to work to establish the extent of the water demand. And the water system was experiencing a period of high demand, with March and an unseasonably dry month. Irish Water said that while Met Éireann had indicated the medium term forecast is for less than usual rainfall. So not to water your garden, don't wash the car, don't wash the patio. You can let us know if you've been doing so and if you will stick to those Irish Water guidelines. Also, a couple of different stories too inside the papers this morning, across the papers too. You may have heard it mentioned in the news, news bulletin there, the death of a woman in County Offaly, that's been investigated. Tributes to the poet Evan Boland, the Irish Times this morning saying a singular and influential presence in Irish poetry. Lots of tributes to Evan Boland across all of the papers this morning. The Irish Independent front page also leading today with a shortfall of 1.5 million eggs a day. Eggs are now being imported to meet demand because of a shortfall of 1.5 million eggs a day due to an outbreak of avian flu in Ireland. One supplier has warned that it could take a year before production levels recover. And the supermarkets, which are already experiencing increased demand during the lockdown, have said that they are experiencing some supply issues. But the Irish Egg Association, which represents the main egg packaging companies in Ireland, last night told the Irish Independent that eggs are now being imported to meet the shortfall. Also, there's lots too on government formation inside the papers. Interesting read in the front of the Irish, the farming section of the Irish Independent, about the revolt that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil face. Well, the rural revolt over the coalition deal with the Green Party. You heard Kieran talk about that a few moments ago too. And creche fees set to fall in a new proposal for public childcare. That's also contained inside the Irish Independent this morning. Creche fees would fall dramatically under this plan to set up a public childcare system as part of a new programme for government. Just a couple of other interesting stories. Stories too online and inside the papers as well this morning. The Great Virus Bake Off leaves the shelves bare for bread makers. This is in the Telegraph, but I'm sure it's also a similar situation in Ireland as well. Toilet roll and pasta back on the supermarket shelves to the relief of British customers, but the basic supply to run out of is flour. People, of course, under lockdown are trying to pass the time, and they're baking. Grocery sales of flour are up 92% in the UK in the 4 weeks up to the 22nd of March. Also, interesting story inside the Times UK this morning as well. This survey carried out shows that women persevere, men give up. This is they give up reading a book before page 50. This pioneering attempt by the publishers to rival Amazon's knowledge of its ebook readers has proved what maybe the population already knew. Men give up reading before page 50 and women will keep going to page 100. It showed that only 5% of ebooks are finished by more than 75% of the readers. It showed that heavy television users, perhaps contrary to what people might have thought, do finish books, and Netflix binge watchers aren't necessarily less likely to finish reading a book. That's inside the Times this morning. Just finally, finally, I think an interesting story as well in the Times too in the UK, getting the perfect selfie can harm your self-esteem. The harder you're trying to improve the selfie, the worse you're more likely to feel about yourself. This is the study on editing of feelings, uploading your best selfie, selfie editing on body dissatisfaction. It found that selfie editing may be a new vulnerability factor for body concerns and eating disorders, and it also suggested that women and girls should be distracted from trying to strive to get that perfect, near perfect post vision of themselves online and to publish more naturalistic images. Those are the stories making the
Breakfast
headlines this
Briefing
morning.
On News Talk.